Hello, I'm Joe Cordell of the domestic litigation firm Cordell & Cordell. At Cordell & Cordell, we encourage our clients to participate, to recognize how essential their role in this process is. They've got to be willing to help us help them. And by working jointly in a sort of partnership, we're more likely to get the best possible outcome for our clients. And that's really the standard that our clients can fairly hold us to, is what is the best possible outcome for them. So clients who are facing divorce need to recognize that for them to succeed, they need a partnership between them and their attorney.
The attorneys at Cordell & Cordell work to help men maximize their role in their children's lives. Contact the domestic litigation firm of Cordell & Cordell to schedule an appointment with one of our firm's San Francisco area attorneys, a partner men can count on. 650-389-1111. Online at CordellCordell.com. That's CordellCordell.com. Offices in San Francisco, San Mateo, and San Jose. Se habla español. Legal services available in English and Spanish. Kimberly Llewellyn, licensed in California.
This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good morning, Joe. The ISM, or Institute for Supply Management, says that the manufacturing index rose to 51.5 in September. Now, this shows that the US manufacturing rebounded in September after contracting in August. How long do you think this expansion can continue?
Well, I think, you know, it'll be choppy month to month, but I do think the general direction is up. You know, good durables, non-durables orders, automobiles were up. So consumers are spending, the unemployment rate's coming down. We still have the election to deal with, but I think in general that we could see a rebound in exports as well. But in general, you know, it's steady as you go. So, you know, gradually upward movement and towards more manufacturing and employment.
Now, the U.S. construction spending actually fell in August for the second straight month to its lowest levels in 8 months. And with this unprecedented drop, said to be driven across weaknesses both public and private sectors, do you think this is enough of an argument for the Fed to increase rates?
Well, I mean, yeah, we're still. I still expect the Fed to raise rates in December, and that'll be based on continued improvement in the employment numbers, modest pickup in wages. Hopefully, and it's also conditioned on getting above this 1% growth, kind of the average that we saw for the first half of this year. So, we have to deal with the election uncertainty. That's still a headwind. That's going to create a pause when it comes to hiring or investment. But I do think as we go into 2017, more fiscal spending, rebound in emerging market demand, that, you know, the Fed has a path to raise rates. But, you know, 25 basis points, you know, in an $18 trillion economy, it's not going to kill the economy, kill the rally.
The numbers last night shows that a measure of employment actually reported at 49.7. This is the third straight month of a decline for employment numbers, and also marking the fact that manufacturers are laying off workers. How do you think the Fed will square the jobs data with other economic numbers?
Well, I think they're going to, you know, it's a tough sell when you've got the economy as soggy as it is, no inflation. But, you know, I think the markets aren't going to be too traumatized by a 25 basis point hike. The big issue for the markets is looking forward and looking for more fiscal stimulus. That's not a key issue for growth for 2017-18. So, you know, the Fed, you know, you can make the case either or to raise. The case for lower keeping rates where they are is probably greater than it is to raise rates. But 25 basis points from where we are today, is like I said, it's not going to stall or, you know, damage the recovery that we have going right now.
Shifting our focus to the unfolding story with the Deutsche Bank and the penalty by U.S. regulators, they were rumored to have hammered out a deal to cut the U.S. regulators' fine from $14 billion to $5.4 billion, and this has seen their stock shot up quite sharply. Do you think that this is still going to hit on their impact on their earnings going forward?
Well, I mean, I'm not sure. I'm not a banking analyst. What I do worry about, however, is just the tit-for-tat protectionism I see emerging between Brussels and Washington. I mean, there's a lot of regulatory pushback, whether it's, you know, taxes in Europe, banks in the United States. So it's worrisome. The transatlantic partnership's under a lot of stress and strain related to these issues. You know, obviously, we saw the pressure on Deutsche Bank, big German bank, one of the largest in Europe. That has contagion effects. I mean, you saw a lot of the financials in the U.S. and globally sell off last year or last week. So, yeah, we got to watch it very carefully. The bigger issue for Deutsche Bank is just negative interest rates. That's their big problem when it comes to earnings, and it's true for a lot of banks in Europe.
Let's shift our focus to oil. It seems that the markets have calmed on the news of the OPEC announcement or agreement last week. How do you think the oil markets is going to perform this week?
Well, I wouldn't be surprised to see a modest pullback in the price of oil, because you know the devil's in the details. I mean, these have been agreed upon production quotas that will be put in place in November. Well, that's a long time away, and there's always suspicion that you know the parties won't abide by the cuts or the agreement. And then also you got non-OPEC suppliers, producers. You know, whether it's Russia or whether it's the United States. The United States is going to partake in this. So I think oil kind of bounces around between $40 and $50. This agreement will help bring some stability, perhaps. But as I, at the end of the day, OPEC is not the cartel. The influence of the cartel, it's not what it used to be.
With this in mind, the U.S. has been watching this very closely. How do you think the U.S. Production is going to be? Are they going to react to these kind of news?
Well, I think, it's encouraging for producers here in the United States to get higher oil prices, but I don't think they're going to go too high, because once you get to $50, $55, $60 per oil, that encourages more supply, a ramp up in production here in the United States, which then, of course, puts downward pressure over the near term on prices. So, I think a lot of U.S. producers are happy, not unsatisfied with the news out of OPEC, but they're probably still suspicious about keeping it, whether it really actually comes into place. The bigger issue is just kind of demand side, with the emerging markets picking up, decent growth out of China, India's now a big oil consumer more and more, that's the bigger issue as well. But the U.S. producers are ready to participate. They would love higher prices.
Thanks. That was Joe Quinlan, Chief Market Strategist at U.S. Trust BOA Private Wealth Management in New York.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.
Hello, I'm Joe Cordell of the domestic litigation firm Cordell & Cordell. At Cordell & Cordell, we encourage our clients to participate, to recognize how essential their role in this process is. They've got to be willing to help us help them. And by working jointly in a sort of partnership, we're more likely to get the best possible outcome for our clients. And that's really the standard that our clients can fairly hold us to, is what is the best possible outcome for them. So clients who are facing divorce need to recognize that for them to succeed, they need a partnership between them and their attorney.
The attorneys at Cordell & Cordell work to help men maximize their role in their children's lives. Contact the domestic litigation firm of Cordell & Cordell to schedule an appointment with one of our firm's San Francisco area attorneys, a partner men can count on. 650-389-1111. Online at CordellCordell.com. That's CordellCordell.com. Offices in San Francisco, San Mateo, and San Jose. Se habla español. Legal services available in English and Spanish. Kimberly Llewellyn, licensed in California.